This is the Sakar Moli of 20th of March 2025. Essence. Sweet children, the happiness of this old world is only momentary and will not go with you. It is the imperishable jewels of this knowledge that go with you. Therefore accumulate your imperishable income. Question. What are you not taught in the study that the Father teaches you? Answer. You are not taught occult power. Reading someone's thoughts is occult power. You are not taught that knowledge. The Father is not a thought reader. He is called Janijananhar, knower of all secrets. That is, he is knowledgeful. The Father comes to teach you the spiritual study through which you claim the kingdom of the world for 21 births. Om Shanti. In Bharat, the people of Bharat sing that souls and the Supreme Soul remained separated for a long time. You children know that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who is the Father of us souls, is now teaching us Raja Yoga. He gives us his own introduction and also the introduction of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world cycle. The intellects of some have firm faith, whereas others understand very little. It is number-wise. You children know that you are living beings and are sitting personally in front of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. It is sung that souls and the Supreme Soul remained separated for a long time. There is no question of souls being separated from the Father while they are in the incorporeal world. It is when they come here and become living souls, adopt bodies, that they all separate from the Father, the Supreme Soul. They separate from the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, and come here to play their parts. Previously, you used to sing this without understanding the meaning of it. The Father now sits here and explains it all. You children know that you separated from the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, and came here to play your parts. You are the ones who separated first. Therefore, Shiv Baba meets you first. The Father has to come for your sake. In the previous cycle too, he taught you children, and you then became the masters of the world. At that time, there were no other lands. You children know that you belonged to the original, eternal, deity religion. That is also called the deity religion, the deity dynasty. Everyone has their own religion. It is said religion is might. There is might in religion. You children know how much power Lakshmi and Narayan had. The people of Bharat do not know about their own religion. It does not enter the intellects of any of them that it truly was their religion in Bharat. Because they don't know their own religion, they have become irreligious. By coming into your own religion, you have so much strength in yourselves that you lift the iron-aged mountain and change it into a golden-aged mountain. You make Bharat into a mountain of gold. There the mines are full of gold. There are mountains of gold there, which then open up. That gold is melted and made into bricks. The buildings are built with large bricks. The play about Maya, the cat, is shown here. All of those are just stories. The father says, I tell you the essence of all of them. They show how someone goes into trance and thinks that he will bring back gold in his apron. However, when he comes back from trance, there is nothing there. The same happens to you. That is called a divine vision. Nothing is attained from that. Many perform intense devotion. That rosary of devotion is separate from the rosary of this knowledge. There are also the rosaries of Rudra and Vishnu. They then become the rosary of devotion. You are now studying for a kingdom. Your intellects are in yoga with the teacher and with the kingdom. When you study in a college, your intellects are in yoga with your teacher. A barrister teaches you and makes you similar to himself. However, the wonder here is that Baba himself does not become what he makes us. This is your spiritual study. Your intellects are in yoga with Shiv Baba. Only he is called the knowledgeful one, the ocean of knowledge. To be Jani Jananhar does not mean that he would sit and know everything in each one's heart, what is happening inside each one. It is thought readers who tell you all about that. That is called the knowledge of occult power. Here the Father teaches you in order to change you from ordinary humans into deities. There is a song, it didn't take God long to change humans into deities. You children also understand that you are now Brahmins and that you will become deities in your next birth. The original eternal deities have been remembered. Many stories about them have been written in the scriptures. The Father sits here and teaches you directly. God speaks. Only God is the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of happiness, the ocean of peace. He gives you children your inheritance. This study is for your future 21 births, and so you should study very well. The Father only comes once in each cycle to teach you this spiritual study and establish a new world. In that new world, it is a kingdom of deities. The Father says, I am establishing the original, eternal deity religion through Brahma. When this religion existed, there were no other religions. There are now all the other religions. This is why, when you explain the picture of the Trimurti, you have to explain that the one religion is established through Brahma. That religion does not exist now. They even sing, I am without virtue, I have no virtues. Therefore please have mercy on me, I have no virtues. When they sing this, their intellects go to God the Father. He is called the Merciful One. The Father comes to finish all the sorrow of the children and to give them 100% happiness. He has so much mercy. You understand that since you have come to the Father, you should take total happiness from him. That is a land of happiness. This is a land of sorrow. You have to understand this cycle very well. Remember the land of silence and that land of happiness, and your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. If you remember the land of silence, you will definitely have to leave your bodies. Souls will return to the land of silence. Let there be no remembrance of anyone but the One Father. The line of each one's intellect must be totally clear. By remembering the One Father, your mercury of internal happiness rises. Happiness in this old world is momentary. It cannot go with you. It is only the imperishable jewels of this knowledge that go with you. That is, it is your income of the imperishable jewels of this knowledge that you take with you. You experience the fruit of this for 21 births. Yes, even perishable wealth goes with those who help the Father. Baba, take these shells from us and give us palaces in return there. The Father gives so many jewels in return for shells. Americans spend a great deal of money on antiques. Human beings charge a lot of money for antiques. They will charge Americans thousands of rupees for something worth a penny. Baba too is a very good customer. The innocent Lord is remembered. People do not know this. They say Shiva and Shankar is one, and then say to him, "Fill our aprons." You children now understand that you are receiving the jewels of this knowledge with which you fill your aprons. That is the unlimited Father. People refer to Shankar when they say that he ate bitter flowers and drank an intoxicating drink. They have sat and made up so many different stories. You children are now studying for salvation. This study is for remaining absolutely silent. You light and display all of these lamps so that people can come and ask you why you celebrate Shiv Jayanti with such splendor. Only Shiva makes Bharat wealthy. Who made Lakshmi and Narayan into the masters of heaven? You know this. Who were Lakshmi and Narayan in their previous birth? In her previous birth, Lakshmi was Jagadamba, the world mother, an embodiment of this knowledge. She then became that princess. So, whose status is greater? Visibly, that one is a master of heaven. Where is Jagadamba a master of? Why do people go to her? Brahma is portrayed with 100, 200, or 1,000 arms. The number of arms increases as the number of children increases. More arms are given to the goddess Jagadamba than to Lakshmi. They go to her and ask her for everything. They go to her with many desires. They want a child. They want this. They never have such desires when they go in front of an idol of Lakshmi. She just has a lot of wealth. You receive your sovereignty of heaven through Jagadamba. However, no one knows what they should ask Jagadamba for. This is a study. What does Jagadamba teach you? Raja Yoga. This is called the Yoga of the intellect. Your intellects are removed from all other directions and become connected in yoga to the One Father. Generally, an intellect runs in many directions. The Father now says, "Connect your intellects in yoga with me. Otherwise, your sins will not be absolved." This is why Baba forbids you to take photographs. This body belongs to this one. The father himself becomes the agent and says, that contract of yours is now cancelled. Get off the pyre of lust and sit on the pyre of this knowledge. Get off the pyre of lust. Consider yourselves to be souls. Remember me, your father, and your sins will be absolved. No human being can say this. Human beings cannot be called God. You children know that the Father is the purifier. He removes us from the pyre of lust and makes us sit on the pyre of this knowledge. He is the spiritual Father. He sits in this one and says, you too are souls. Continue to explain this to others as well. The Father says, Manmanabhav. When Manmanabhav is said, your awareness is awakened. The destruction of this old world is standing in front of you. The Father explains, that is the great Mahabharat war. People then say, there are wars in foreign lands too. Why is this called the great Mahabharat war? This sacrificial fire is only created in Bharat. It is only through this that the flames of destruction will emerge. A new world is needed for you. Therefore, sweet children, the old world definitely has to be destroyed. That war will emerge from the roots here. The flames of destruction of the Mahabharat war emerged from the sacrificial fire of this knowledge of Rudra. Although all of this is written in the scriptures, no one knows who said it. The Father is now explaining to you for the new world. You are now claiming the kingdom. You are becoming deities. There should not be anyone else in your kingdom. The devil world is being destroyed. Let your intellects remember that yesterday you ruled the world. The Father gave you the kingdom and you then took your 84 births. Baba has now come once again. You children have this knowledge. The Father has given you this knowledge. When the deity religion is established, the whole of the devilish world will be destroyed. The Father sits here and explains all of these things through Brahma. Brahma too is a child of Shiva. The significance of Vishnu has also been explained. Brahma becomes Vishnu and Vishnu becomes Brahma. You understand that you are now Brahmins and that you will then become deities and then take 84 births. Only the One Father gives you this knowledge. Therefore, how could you receive this knowledge from a human being? This is all a question of your intellects. The Father says, remove your intellects from all other directions. It is intellects that get ruined. The Father says, remember me, and your sins will be absolved. You may continue to live with your families. Your aim and objective is in front of you. You know that that is what you will become by studying. Your study is at the confluence age. At present you are neither on this side nor on the other side. You are on the outside. The Father is also called the boatman. People sing, take our boat across. There is also a story about this. Some continue to travel, whereas others stop there. The Father now says, I sit here and speak to you through the mouth of Brahma. Where did Brahma come from? The father of people, Prajapita, is definitely needed here. I adopt him and give him that name. You are Brahmins, the mouth-born children of Brahma. You are now at the end of the Iron Age and about to go to the beginning of the Golden Age. You are the ones who separated from the Father first and came down here to play your parts. Even amongst you, not all of you would say this. You will also come to know who takes the full 84 births. This is guaranteed for Lakshmi and Narayan. The praise of the beautiful one who becomes ugly applies to them. The deities were beautiful. From being ugly, they became beautiful. He changes from a village urchin into a beautiful prince. At present, all are village urchins. This is a matter of the unlimited. No one knows about it. You are given such good explanations. There is only the one surgeon for everyone. He is the eternal surgeon. Yoga is called a fire because it is only with this yoga that the alloy can be removed from you souls. It is with the fire of yoga that Tamopradan souls become Satopradan. If the fire cools down, the alloy cannot be removed. Remembrance is called the fire of yoga, with which your sins are absolved. So the Father says, I continue to explain so much to you. You also have to imbibe it. Acha, Manmanabhav, do not get tired of this. You even forget to remember the Father. The husband of all husbands decorates you so beautifully with this knowledge. The incorporeal Father says, break your intellect's yoga away from all others and remember me, your Father. The Father of all is one. It is now your stage of ascending. It is said everyone benefits because of you. The Father has come to benefit everyone. Ravan takes everyone into degradation, whereas Rama takes everyone into salvation. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. In order to experience limitless happiness by having loving remembrance of the Father, you must keep the line of your intellect clear. Souls become Satopradan when their remembrance takes the form of fire. 2. In return for your shells, the Father gives you jewels. Fill your aprons with them from such an innocent Lord. Attain salvation by studying the study of remaining in silence. Blessing. May you become yogyukt and free from bondage and remain constantly free from any bondage of responsibilities and of maya. The sign of being free from bondage is to be constantly yogyukt. Yogyukt children are free from any bondage of responsibilities and of maya. let there not even be any bondage in the mind. Worldly responsibilities are a game, and so you have to play this game with happiness, according to the directions, and you will never then get tired because of trivial matters. If you consider it to be a bondage, you will become distressed, and questions of what and why will arise. However, the Father is responsible, and you are just an instrument. Become free from bondage by having this awareness, and you will become yogyukt. Slogan: have the awareness of karankaravanha and finish the consciousness of ego and arrogance. Aviat signal: adopt the culture of truth and good manners. Impurity is not just causing someone sorrow or committing sin, but purity is to experience truth and cleanliness within yourself with discipline. Just as there is the phrase, "the boat of truth will not sink, even though it may rock," so the boat of faith is truth and honesty, which may rock, but will not sink. Therefore, with the courage of truth, become an instrument for God's revelation. Om Shanti.